Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today. Watch this.
These are my confessions. All right, we're going to hear from CJ Stroud shortly. But in the meantime, Lunchtime Confessions. We confess our sins to you, the Loopholes. Shout out to the Loopholes. If you listen, you are one. Some of these confessions have to do with sports. Some have nothing to do with sports. We're transparent with you 24/7. Let it hang a little bit lower during Lunchtime Confessions. It is time to confess. Watch this. These are my confessions. I gotta tell you, man, I saw this this video the Texans put up celebrating the culture, the uniforms, all that stuff. It's got the internet going nuts. In the middle of the montage of the city, they put some chicken wings and fries up. I'm not sure where these chicken wings are and fries are from. Maybe it's because I'm on a cleanse, but I'm really intrigued by these chicken wings. So could someone over there at NRG, if you're listening to this, could you please tell me where I can purchase these chicken wings that you threw up in the middle of everything, the slabs and the Tejano music and all that? Where can I get these chicken wings? Got to confess, I'm intrigued.
They just want to remind everybody that you can get good food in Houston. Like, we all obviously know this, but they were trying to reflect the culture of the city. And part of the culture of the city is not just chicken wings, but damn good food. So
did they show some barbecue?
Oh, that would have been.
Yeah, that would have been made more sense.
That would have been prime.
Barbecue, tacos.
That would have been prime pandering.
That's what I would have gone with.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
You mentioned earlier in the show about having the wrong discussion about the Rockets in terms of, hey, which player do you build around, Jalen Green or is it Alper Şengün? I felt like last week I had the wrong discussion with Ron Hughley on The Drive about who should be inserted into the lineup and who should come out of it. He wants Mauricio Dubon to play for Jake Meyers, but the reality is them two dudes basically played just about the same amount of time. What was clear to me over watching over the weekend is that they should be playing both catchers. Just like we were saying last year when they needed to replace Jose Abreu, which I still think we're on Jose Abreu watch. He's on borrowed time at this point. But I would not be opposed to watching the Astros with Victor Caratini catching every day and Yonier Diaz at first base if it meant that we could put Jose Abreu on the bench. I think they should consider it. Play both catchers.
Okay, so you want to put Diaz at first? Okay,
it's that desperate. I don't want to do it, but I feel like something's got to be done because, as we talked about before, the Astros need to rake. And look, your first baseman is supposed to hit. Like, he ain't got to be Jeff Bagwell per se, but he can't be this.
So the backup catcher is a better option than Jose Abreu at first base at this point.
He is a better option in the lineup, and depending on which one of them two dudes plays first base better, I don't care which one of them it is. Like, they're both obviously catchers. Whichever one of them can play first base better, I'd like to see him over there above one Jose Abreu. And Caratini can hit from both sides.
Watch this.
I think CJ is going to use the B word when we hear him. I think the word brother's coming out with Stephon Diggs. I think Diggs is already in the group. I think you heard D'Amico. D'Amico was kind of just straight to the. It was real bland with the Diggs promotion and hype. I think CJ is going to hit it out the park. I think he's going to get you excited about Stephon Diggs.
Yeah, man. Brother and brotherhood is just, for me, translation. All CJ's saying is teammates. He seems to be pretty clearly using brother synonymous with teammate. So it wouldn't shock me at all. As a matter of fact, we've played it up enough now to where it would surprise me if he didn't refer to him as a brother. And like you said, man, does that foreshadow bad things to come?
Perhaps.
Nah.
Perhaps.
It'll be good.
Or
they,
not.
They brothers already.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
These uniforms, man, I am starting to get really annoyed with the push. I feel like I was all the way with it in the beginning. But once they clearly botched the rollout over the last month or so or whatever it's been, when the picture got leaked and Cal had to go on Reddit and do his whole thing, it lost a little luster to me. I feel like the Texans would be better served if they kind of stepped back instead of leaning into it. We know that D'Amico just talked about how much community involvement there's been. We know everything about that already. We know the process. They've been transparent about it. At this point, just drop the unis, man. I'm starting to lose my patience with all of the rollout.
Well, you got another week. I think they've had 4 videos today about it. I'm intrigued. I want to hear what the people have to say about it. They said that their uniforms were inspired by 4 factors in the feedback: traditional and classic, traditional but modernized, bold bull, and H-Town and Tough. So that was their 4 goals from the focus groups that
and
they went with.
And we'll see what they came up with. What they think accomplishes those goals.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
I think that the question about the Rockets is, it's along the right lines, but I don't think the right guy is getting focused on. I think that the future of this team and any tough decisions that they may or may not make is going to depend on who fits in with Amen Thompson. We've talked about Jalen Green, Shingun, can they mesh? They both played elite caliber ball at different points. Green later in the season, Shingun early in the season. I think the right question when it comes to figuring this out is going to be, who fits in best with Amen Thompson?
Yeah, I think Amen Thompson, his rookie year was the most pleasant surprise that the Rockets got. Like, I think they had high hopes for him, but I would say he definitely exceeded their expectations, certainly exceeded mine. I think the issue with this point that you're making, and this is just an issue for the Rockets to kind of deal with, they got 3 guys that could be a franchise player, franchise cornerstone, however you want to look at it, between Shingun, Jalen Green, and Amen Thompson, and they don't have a reliable outside shooter among them. So, like, what do you do when you've got 3 players that you're trying to evaluate as a potential franchise player and can't none of them shoot consistently? At least one, if not all of them, are going to have to develop a consistent outside shot. Like, it's just not going to work, or there's just going to be a ceiling on it. So I'm a little bit more worried about that, no matter which one of these guys they lean into. Can you shoot? Like, can you do this basic function in modern NBA basketball? Like, that is my main concern.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
I felt Hannah McNair's pain when she was talking to Jason Bristol about the Astrodome. Like,
she had no comment.
She is probably at this point, if I had to guess, so exhausted by it that if she did go off, like, it would have taken over the interview, or like I could understand being so frustrated and exhausted by this Astrodome situation to where you don't even want to entertain it on camera because it'll just get your blood boiling and you might say something that you don't want to say. But for me, man, I'm right there with her. this has been such a failure and crises of leadership that you would have that building up there. That building has been condemned for, my daughter's going to high school this year. She's going to go to high school this year. That building was condemned before she was born.
Yeah.
All right.
Wow.
So like the fact that they would let it sit there long enough to even become condemned in the first place. So we're talking before 2009 is offensive enough. And then you're just going to leave it like that for 15 years. Dude, I mean, it's an embarrassment.
Yeah, it's hoarding, man. It's hoarding. Yankee Stadium got torn down. Texas Stadium got torn down. The memories are still there. It's hoarding. Coming up, let's hear from C.J. Stroud. We heard from D'Amico. What is C.J. Stroud going to say? Is he going to drop the B word when talking about Diggs? Brother, coming up next.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.